The fourth floor view from the Woodall Rogers Park Foundation isn't what it used to be. For three city blocks, the solid stream of traffic threading its way into the freeway's tunnel has disappeared. It's been covered up by a park that sits on top of the freeway, kind of like a fancy lid decorating a box. Jody Grant likes what he sees.
We were trying to unify Dallas. This whole area, you know, was divided by the freeway that was here. And hopefully we've created what will become the town square of not only the Arts District, but maybe Dallas as well.
Grant is the co-founder of Texas Capital Bank Shares. Over the past 8 years, he and his wife Sheila have led the effort to raise $51 million in private money, about half the total price for the Clyde Warren Deck Park. Public money pays for most of the rest.
This is the Great Lawn. It's where, you know, we can have either intimate performances or we can accommodate 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people here.
This is a park for doing things that also has pockets of natural and architectural beauty. Its 5 acres include a stage for performances, an area for ping pong and table games, a dog park, a children's playground with fountains, and trees. Lots of trees. 322 to be exact.
Shade was the number one objective because we're in Dallas, Texas, and you know you need shade in the summer in particular.
But how to provide that shade with big enough trees was one of the real mechanical challenges. To begin with, the distance from the park surface down to the highway ceiling is just 6.5 feet, and many of the primary trees lining the pathways are Schumard red oaks, which in normal conditions grow to 80 feet and need room for their roots. Landscape architect James Burnett says the solution was a grid of underground planter boxes that contain the soil and trees. The planters are supported by massive load-carrying beams that hold the park above the highway.
Well, the trees are in their tray, that trench that runs across the park. It's a planter box that's 4.5 feet tall, 4.5 feet wide, and 8 feet long.
Burnett says because the Schumard oaks are essentially potted plants, they will only grow to about half their normal size, about 35 feet. But that will be enough to help provide shade for more than half of the park. To offset the weight of the soil needed for those trees, architects are using something called geofoam underneath the Bermuda grass lawn.
Weight of soil can get very heavy, especially when it's wet. So in the gaps where we don't need soil, for example, on the lawn, we only need about 12 inches of soil. And then below that, we have 3 feet of high-density styrofoam. It's such high density that you could drive an 18-wheeler over it and it wouldn't deflect at all.
Burnett's design includes 32 native or adapted plant species that will need limited amounts of water and maintenance. Red oaks, pond cypress, and Chinese pistache trees. Red yuccas, purple Texas sage, and yellow coreopsis will add splashes of color. Mexican feather grass, Indian grass, and bluestem will put on a show as they sway in the breeze. Jody Grant believes the many years of planning has created a healthy balance between the natural and the man-made. He says he'll know for sure when the Clyde Warren Park opens to the public Saturday and its first customers weigh in.
Well, I hope they'll say wow, and I want to come back.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.